Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. President Draupadi Murmu calls for strict action against those who misuse money by promoting fake medicines and misleading advertisements. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Voting is underway for presidential elections in Mozambique. In badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to men's singles pre-quarterfinals of BWF Arctic Open 2024 in Finland today, and in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India to take on Sri Lanka in Dubai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conferencing. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of the Marathi Manus by conferring the status of classical language to Marathi.
Kuch din pehle hi humne Marathi bhasha ko abhijat bhasha ka darja diya. Jab ek bhasha ko uska gaurav milta hai, tab sirf shabd nahi balki puri peedhi ko naye bol milte. करोड़ों मराठी मानुस का दशकों पुराना सपना पूरा हुआ.
Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the upgradation of the Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport in Nagpur. The total estimated cost of the project is around 7,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport worth over 645 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to ensuring affordable and accessible healthcare for all, Prime Minister launched operationalization of 10 government medical colleges in Maharashtra located at Mumbai, Nasik, Jalna, Amravati, Gadchiroli, Buldhana, Vashim, Bhandara, Hingoli and Ambernath Thane. Prime Minister also inaugurated the Indian Institute of Skills, IIS, Mumbai, to be developed in collaboration with the Tata Trusts. Further, Prime Minister inaugurated the Vidya Samiksha Kendra, VSK, of Maharashtra.
Alag alag jilon mein हजारों करोड़ की विकास परियोजनाएं शुरू हुई हैं. कई शहरों में मेट्रो का विस्तार किया जा रहा है, कहीं एयरपोर्ट को अपग्रेड किया जा रहा है, तो कहीं सड़कों और हाईवे से जुड़े प्रोजेक्ट्स तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, सोलर एनर्जी, टेक्सटाइल पार्क से जुड़ी परियोजनाएं लॉन्च की गई है. किसानों, पशुपालकों के हित में नई पहल की गई है.
President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to encourage youth to establish enterprises in Ayurveda sector to increase the availability of traditional medicines across the country. Inaugurating the 8th Foundation Day celebrations of the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, in New Delhi today, the President said that Ayurveda has always been an integral part of people's lives. President Murmu highlighted that some individuals betray others and misuse their money by promoting fake medicines and misleading advertisements. Calling for strict action against such people, the President noted that there is a need for qualified Ayurvedic doctors in the country so that people do not have to consult illiterate practitioners.
कुछ लोग भली भली जनता का नुकसान करते हैं, भ्रामक प्रचार और झूठे दावा करते हैं. ये लोग ना केवल जनता के पैसे और स्वास्थ्य का नुकसान करते हैं, बल्कि आयुर्वेद को भी बदनाम करते हैं. ऐसे लोगों के प्रति कठोर कदम उठाए जाने की आवश्यकता है.
President Murmu also mentioned that over the past few years, there has been an increase in the number of students enrolling in Ayurvedic colleges. She expressed confidence that in the coming days there will be a significant increase in the number of Ayurvedic doctors. She further lauded the institute for having an incubation center for innovation and entrepreneurship that aims to build the capacity of young innovators and entrepreneurs and has helped establish 50 startups. Speaking at the event, President Draupadi Murmu said that the manufacture of Ayurveda products should be evidence and science-based to gain global recognition.
पूरे विश्व में ये मान्यता बढ़ रही है कि स्वस्थ होने के लिए मन और शरीर दोनों का ही स्वस्थ होना आवश्यक है। आयुर्वेद और योग के बारे में जानने की इच्छा दुनिया भर के लोगों को भारत की ओर खींच रही है। हमें इस अवसर का लाभ उठाना चाहिए।
After the victory of the Bharatiya Janata Party in Haryana, activities have intensified to form the government for the third time in the state. In this election, acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini was the face of the Bharatiya Janata Party for the Chief Minister. In response to a question asked by the media to the acting Chief Minister about making him the Chief Minister of the state again, Mr. Nayab Singh said that this decision will be taken by the Parliamentary Board and Legislature Party.
हमारा पार्लियामेंट्री बोर्ड तय करेगा, विधायक दल अपना नेता चुनेगा, किसको चुनेगा, किसको नहीं चुनेगा, जिसको भी चुनेगा हमारी।
On the other hand, after gaining a majority, today the state president of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Mohan Lal Baroli, and acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. According to sources, during the meeting, there was a discussion on formation of a new government in Haryana and swearing in during the meeting. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has described the election results of Haryana as unexpected and said that he is analysing them. In a message on social media, he said that the party leadership is receiving complaints from many assembly constituencies, which will be informed to the Election Commission. Mr. Gandhi also thanked all the people of Haryana for their support and the Congress workers for their tireless hard work. He said that he will continue the struggle for rights, social and economic justice and truth. In the Kashmir Valley, a Territorial Army soldier was reported missing during a counter-terrorist operation in Kazwan forest area of Kokarnag in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. In a social media post, Army said that a joint counter-terrorist operation was launched by Army along with the police and other agencies yesterday on the basis of an intelligence input. Meanwhile, massive rescue and search operation is in progress. Further details are awaited. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF remains at 6.25% and the margining standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rate since February 2023.
Core inflation, on the other hand, appears to have bottomed out. Fuel component of the CPI remains in contraction. Domestic growth has sustained its momentum with private consumption and investment growing in tandem. Resilient growth gives us the space to focus on inflation so as to enable its durable descent to the 4% target. In these circumstances, the MPC decided to remain watchful of the evolving outlook in the coming months.
The RBI statement issued today also mentioned that the real gross domestic product GDP registered a growth of 6.7% in the first quarter of financial year 2024-25, driven by private consumption and investment. MPC met on 7th, 8th and 9th of October. The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled for 4th to 6th December 2024. Delhi High Court adjourned hearing on plea seeking cancellation of Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's citizenship. The court adjourned the hearing on a public interest litigation PIL seeking direction to the Union Home Ministry to cancel the Indian citizenship of Rahul Gandhi, who declared himself a British citizen. A bench headed by Chief Justice Manmohan posted the matter for hearing on the 6th of November. The President of Maldives, Mohamed Muizu, and First Lady Sajida Mohammed arrived in Bengaluru today on a two-day trip. The dignitaries were received by the Karnataka Higher Education Minister, Dr. M.C. Sudhakar. The Governor, Thavarchand Gehlot, has hosted lunch for the visiting guests at Raj Bhavan today. The Maldives President is scheduled to interact with industry leaders in the afternoon. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiya, while speaking at the meeting in Raj Bhavan, expressed pleasure at knowing that the First Lady Sajida Mohammed studied in Bengaluru. He also welcomed the interest shown by Maldives to partner with the leading IT industries of Bengaluru. The Maldives President and the First Lady have scheduled departures to Maldives tomorrow morning. The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, has recognized India's extraordinary progress in advancing maternal health and family planning. Honoring India's leadership in maternal health and family planning in New Delhi, Executive Director of UNFPA, Dr. Natalia Kanem, underlined UNFPA's unwavering commitment to partnering with India towards women's health and well-being. Dr. Kanem commended India's monumental efforts in reducing the maternal mortality ratio by an impressive 70% between 2000 and 2020, positioning the country to achieving the Sustainable Development Goal SDG target of an MMR below 70 before 2030. This remarkable progress has saved the lives of thousands of women across the country, particularly those from marginalized communities. She also facilitated Union Health Secretary Mrs. Punya Salila Srivastav by presenting a plaque and certificate.
The maternal mortality rate has fallen to the extent that India will be way ahead of target for the Sustainable Development Goals. No woman should die while giving life, and India is making that truth a reality by ending preventable maternal death.
Union Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Thokhan Sahu, has said that the government is focused on recognizing the full potential of our youth in building the society. Inaugurating the World Habitat Day 2024 in New Delhi today, Mr. Sahu emphasized the need to build economically as well as environmentally sustainable societies. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory in the afternoon trade today. At 2 p.m., BSE Sensex gained 143 points or 0.1% to 81,778, and Nifty 50 was at 25,078 with a rise of 65 points or 0.2%. In line with the equity market, the broader market at BSE was also trading higher. The mid-cap index added more than 1% and the small-cap index was nearly 1.5% up when reports last came in. In Mozambique, voting for general elections is underway to elect a new president, parliamentarians and provincial governors. More than 17 million registered voters are casting their ballots in general elections. Counting of votes will begin immediately after polls close this evening. Early predictions are predicting that the 10th general election is likely to deliver victory to the governing Mozambique Liberation Front, Frelimo. This election marks a significant shift as incumbent President Filipe Nyusi of Frelimo is ineligible due to term limits. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the BWF Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland today. The ace Indian progressed to the next round after his opponent, Rasmus Gemke of Denmark, withdrew from the first round, granting him a walkover. Sen will face the winner of the match between Chao Tien Chen of Taiwan and Arnaud Marcle of France in the pre-quarters. In the ICC T20 Women's World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 International of the three-match series in New Delhi today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,600 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. President Draupadi Murmu calls for strict action against those who misuse money by promoting fake medicines and misleading advertisements. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Voting is underway for presidential elections in Mozambique. In badminton, Lakshya Sen advances to men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the BWF Arctic Open 2024 in Finland today. And in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India to take on Sri Lanka in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.